Yeah. Code/categories identified with an S. third row is very specific. We're adding those SIC codes. The fourth row for parking lots under section 19-264, we're going to say there before parking lots, item identified with S in the cell. That's the third row. For the fourth row, which is 19, actually it's the fifth row, right? It's 19-282, where we have all that whole list, hotels, conference, school, you know, schools going that whole list, 3 through 15. Put in that cell the following items identified with an S. Okay. In the sixth row, which is section 19-314, in the second column, we're going to change B2 to B4. How about section 19-315?
What's the same one?
Okay, is that still B4?
Yes.
Okay. So in the next row, section 19-315, in the second row, which is the second column, change B2 to B4. For section 19-303 in the cell which has restaurants, food stores, we're going to identify that as items identified with an S in that cell. Okay, 19-91, same thing for colleges, schools, public libraries, public museums, art galleries. In that cell, this is for RA-1, we'll identify those with an S. Okay, home occupation, that's clear. For section 19-152, from RA2, for colleges, schools, public libraries, in that cell, identify SIC code / categories with an S. For section 19-177, for colleges, schools, public libraries, in that cell, identify SIC code / categories with an S.
That was 152 or 167?
No, 177. 19-177.
Oh, okay, I was lost. All right.
Okay, because 167 we're adding, and I think that's pretty clear. For 19-187, I have drawn a blank as why we said revisit, and I'm sure that's what we said. 2589.
Where's the RA3?
RA3, yeah.
It's all over. Number two is boarding houses, guest houses, tourist home, apartment houses.
And we said it's too restrictive.
Number five, schools, institutions of an educational nature. Number eight, public museums, art galleries, libraries, parks, playgrounds. And number nine, hospitals and clinics.
Do you remember why we said that was too restrictive?
Maybe those were the ones we were trying to restrict.
Well, I put boarding houses in special needs.
Do we need to go to that section? I mean, we can you fast forward?
I'll try. I don't know if I can hit it, though, exactly.
I think it's probably pretty much near the end of our meeting.
Is there anything that we just would allow people to come in and build, especially these for
money got left?
Then you should allow more, because it includes the loosening funds.
Yeah.
On the other side of the income.
Yeah.
You know, they have a good example, that is, if you want to have a custom school.
Out of the 67.
You know, there may be requirements in terms of locating and unlocating children, and, you know, just this type of stuff. Okay, now.
The same as the RA2.
Alright, well, the next one then is RA1A. Now, four limitations. Now, I think that's a good one.
Just the one that I didn't have.
Now, occupation English for adopted only by members of the immediate or extended family residing on premises providing use of the term of the dwelling, which is
something to get that one.
Okay, well, looking at RA-1A residential. Home occupation that is defined in section 19-1. And everything else. Now we go to a section I never heard of, RA-2T.
That's just something that I'm trying to call out here.
That's where Darwin's trying to see it.
B1, B2, and B3. already got a lot of stuff in. Yes, most of it is residential, but,
well, I mean, there's one vacant parcel right now, the old hotel site.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
I mean, that'd be a perfect mixed-use spot. And then what about all the oceanfront past B1? Those, the hotels, I think, stop there, don't they?
The hotel you're talking about, Sandcastle, and it's between L and J. Or not L and J, J and I.
Right, well, what's on the oceanfront in front of J and I? Those duplexes.
Skimmering Realty.
You know what would be a possibility, just, and I understand that, is if we leave it the way that it is, and if a developer comes in with a proposal, they could always come back to us and ask for a change of the SIC code. I mean, or would that be considered spot zoning?
I put $100 on it. If a developer came in here saying he was about to spend several million dollars on
that, we would change it.
We're going to change something.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. Will they come in? If it's not allowed.
I think if they come in.
I'm probably going to sit there.